last scripture lesson this afternoon comes from Matthew chapter 24, verse 36 through 44. Hear these words. But nobody knows when that day or hour will come, not the heavenly angels and not the Son. Only the Father knows. As it was in the time of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the human one. In those days, before the flood, people were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day Noah entered the ark. They didn't know what was happening until the flood came and swept them all away. For the coming of the human one will be like that. At that time, there will be two men in the field. One will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding at the mill. One will be taken and the other left. Therefore, stay alert. You don't know what day the Lord is coming, but you understand that if the head of the house knew at what time the thief would come, he'd keep alert and wouldn't allow the thief to break into this house. Therefore, you also should be prepared, because the human one will come at a time when you don't know. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
As we prepare our hearts for the Advent season, the question comes to our mind, what does it mean to be prepared? How can you prepare for the Advent season? One of the ways which we prepare is doing what we are today, decorating the church and our homes with trees and wonderful smells of the Christmas season. But another way in which we prepare our hearts is through opening up and allowing the Spirit and grace of God to fill us so that we might reflect the light of Christ in the world around us. A show that was on TV for a while, we used to be called Doomsday Preppers. And I don't know if any of you heard of that when it was on TV, Doomsday Preppers. It's a show, I would say it's a reality show. They basically go into visit with families of people who are preparing for some major disaster. One of them would be an example of someone's preparing for a major earthquake that's going to be larger than any other earthquake and going to cause a huge amount of destruction. And so they'll go and they'll visit with people who are spending thousands of dollars making sure they have food stored up and water and they have shelter and security. Other more extreme examples, somebody who maybe thinks that there's going to be a zombie apocalypse or a terrorist attack that's pretty dramatic. And although this example is very dramatic, right, we would say that's probably not us, and more than likely they're just worrying over nothing. But the reality is for us, Advent is a time to prepare. And how that looks is different for so many people, because maybe your understanding of preparing is to just cook lots of food and get ready for family and the stress of that. But our scripture passage is about preparing for Jesus to enter in, for the light to be the presence in our lives, and also preparing for the return of Christ. There's lots of movies on this. There's lots of books, right, where we've watched and people are worrying about the end of times when Christ will return. But in this scripture, it says we will not know the time in which this happens. So to stress ourselves over it, to prepare in that way, is not helpful, nor does it seem that that's what Jesus wants us to do. Instead, Advent is a time for us to prepare by living in the present, living fully in the creatures that God has created us to be. Living with a heart filled with love, accepting the grace of Christ in your heart, and then in return, reflecting that out into the world around you. The message, the one commandment, that the greatest of all of them that we are given, is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, and your mind, and to love your neighbor as yourself. That's what it means to be prepared. If you've already accepted Christ in your heart, and you've gotten right with Christ, and then you go and you share that love with those around you, then you are prepared in a way. So instead of stressing about it, what you should be doing for Advent is making sure that you are living and reflecting that love right now. Living with Christ's love in your heart, shining that light out into the world, and making sure that your life is lived fully the way that God meant it to be. That doesn't mean ignoring God and just doing everything that you can and living in sin, but instead it means saying, how can my life today reflect the love of Christ? So as we prepare for the Advent season, we prepare with open hearts and accepting Christ and the grace of the Lord into our hearts, and going in and being prepared by shining that light out into the world. So how are you preparing for Advent this year? How are you opening to God's grace, and how are you responding to grace and love to one another? Let that be the light and the hope that gives you strength, and let that be our attitude as disciples of Christ, being open to the light of Christ, the advent of Jesus coming again and reflecting grace upon our hearts and on the world. Let us pray. Here in this place, we prepare for the coming of the Lord. Here we will remember his advent, his birth in Bethlehem, weak and helpless as an infant. And here we will rekindle our prayer.
Come, Lord Jesus, come.
As we await his coming as the bright and morning star, O come, Emmanuel. Let us join in singing Come, Thou Long Expected Jesus, hymn 196.